Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to voters in Ohio, and I would like to ask you a few questions to start and to make sure that we have a representative sample. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or are you 65 and older?
What'd you say, the first one, 18 to 25?
18 to 29, yes.
18 to 29. Sure, let's see that one.
Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself white, Hispanic, Latino, black, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know this is still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? You're very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very.
Thank you, sir. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
I don't know how to answer that.
It would be jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, healthcare, abortion, global climate change.
Let's do healthcare then.
Thank you. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, or a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before.
In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, that what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio, what would be, in your own words?
For the upcoming or the previous?
For the previous.
Abortion.
Okay. Thank you so much. And here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted in this issue. Issue 1. Summary provides state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amended the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. That's the issue 1. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1, yes or no?
I had a hard time hearing what you said. What'd I do? I think it was no. No to change. I'm just going to say I was, I voted for abortion.
Okay. Perfect. And why did you vote yes on that issue?
You said why?
Yes, sir. In your own words.
No one should be telling anyone else what they should be doing with their body.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much for your answer, sir. You said you voted yes in the issue 1 in November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on that specific topic? On election day, a few days before the election?
Months
few weeks
ahead.
Before?
Months ahead.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, Spanish language online digital ads and videos, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family
yard
members
sign.
And friends. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. When considering an issue that is specifically focused on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as the belief to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general,
men who have experienced something.
Okay, thank you. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted on this election? Yes or no?
Things I specifically heard were horror stories about people having to go hundreds of miles to get their needs met.
Thank you so much. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote in issue one, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And why?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah. You mentioned that you didn't change your mind in any point of the campaign. And the next question is why, if you have any specific reason.
Why did I not change my mind? Because there's no good reason to restrict health care to people, and I've not heard any justification that would change my mind.
Thank you so much, sir. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
Nope.
Thank you. And I would like to ask you again why, or if you have any specific reason.
Say that again. Why, what?
On whether or not you will actually vote. Do you have any specific reason why?
Because there's too many people voting the other way, so I had to do it.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides on the issue one debate on Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. The first one says, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
And would you say that it is somewhat unconvincing or very unconvincing?
Very unconvincing.
The next statement says, your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst, push to challenge her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off of biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Oh, I'm having a hard time understanding you. That you have no control over daughters.
Yeah, don't worry. I will read that again. Your daughter is young, vulnerable. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
That sounds very unconvincing. It doesn't sound real.
Thank you. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. The last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue 1 even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
If I understand you, I think convincing.
Thank you. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I think convincing.
Thank you. Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Thank you so much. And which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Would you say Democrats, Republicans?
I guess Democrats.
Thank you so much. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? Could be jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, healthcare, abortion, racism and race relations, terrorism, income inequality, guns control, education, immigration, foreign policy, socialism, citizens, election security, or other.
What was the last one? Election security?
Thank you so much. Now, if you had to choose...
I was going to go with insurrection as my answer, but that wasn't a choice.
I can leave it also in the records, don't worry. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for the candidates in the November 2024 elections, could be economic issues and inflation, abortion, reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States.
I'm picking one. What did you say? Protecting democracy in the United States, I think?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in November 2024 election? Yes or no?
Sure, yes.
Okay. I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote?
I didn't understand the names, but I'd say Democrat.
Thank you so much. I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden and Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Oof. Okay, Biden.
Thank you, sir. And why specifically? Do you have any specific reason?
He's the least likely to be a criminal.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm recording the answer. So thank you so much for your answer, sir. And just a couple more questions for statistical purposes only. We almost complete this survey. In what country were you born? United States or any other country in Latin America?
United States.
Thank you so much. In which country were your parents or grandparents born?
United States.
Thank you, sir. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, Republican Party, or some other party?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you so much. And what is your annual household income before taxes? You can provide me just an estimate.
50,000.
Thank you so much. And how do you consider yourself to be male, female, transgender male, transgender female? Thank you so much, sir. And with this, we already complete the survey. I do appreciate your kindness helping me with these questions. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Take care, sir.